Washington.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Oliver Moore, whose repertoire spans Bach, Mozart, Brahms, and beyond. Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. The Moscow Chamber Orchestra, led by Konstantin Orbelian, with Federico Mendelci playing saxophone in music by Astor Piazzolla, the Violin Tango, to begin things in our noon hour of classical music on KPR. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to have you along here on a Tuesday afternoon. We've got Mozart for you in the noon hour. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields will be along later for the 20th Symphony. Not to mention Music for Winds, a quintet by Gustav Holst, all a part of things. That and much more classical music still to come. The London Symphony Orchestra is ready with our next performance. This is something that Benjamin Britten wrote in the 1950s. Some famous dances from an opera that he wrote that was all about the life of the Renaissance Queen Elizabeth. It was premiered during 1953, during the coronation of the 20th century Queen Elizabeth. We'll hear next courtly dances from Gloriana. Stuart Bedford here to lead the London Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Some famous English dances, courtly dances, that were derived from an opera known as Gloriana, composed by Benjamin Britten in 1953. We listened to the London Symphony and conductor Stuart Bedford here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is now about 12:22. Mozart awaits. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields has Mozart's 20th Symphony in just about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the all-members spring show starting April 10th with an opening reception 5 to 7 p.m. at Landmark National Bank on 6th Street in Lawrence. Open Monday through Friday until June 26th. And KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's spring concert, featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds, April 10th through 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. Some more English music, chamber music now, from Gustav Holst, a wind quintet in A-flat major. Here's the Vega Wind Quartet on KPR. Wind Quintet in A-flat major, composed by Gustav Holst, and played by the Vega Wind Quintet, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:37 is the time. A little over 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute. Online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us on a Tuesday afternoon. KPR wants to sincerely thank everyone who contributed during KPR's recent Hive Drive. We understand that these are trying times, and your support means the world to us. A major key to KPR's continued success is the support from sustaining members. Support that makes KPR news, music, and programming possible. If you didn't get a chance to donate during the drive and are able to give, consider pledging online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR would also like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations also help to make KPR's membership drive possible. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Here on the KU campus, it's 53 degrees. Today's high around 64. Sky's partly sunny, a bit breezy, and tonight cloudy, a low of 49. Tomorrow starts off sunny with highs in the mid-70s, but we have a chance of showers in the forecast starting for tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Time to bring you the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner and Mozart, and a symphony he wrote at age 16 in 1772, Mozart's 20th Symphony, next on KPR. Written in 1772 by Mozart at age 16, Symphony No. 20, performed by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now, and stay tuned for the news from NPR, followed by the next hour of classical music, where another symphony awaits us, Mendelssohn's famous Italian symphony, the London Symphony Orchestra, in a moment, on Kansas Public Radio.
When authors...
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
Live from NPR News in CIS, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. By Spanish composer Enrique Granados, we heard Valenciana, or Spanish Dance No. 7, played by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, Salvador Broton's The Conductor. You're listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and happy to have you along. Classical music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon, and from Spain we'll travel next to Italy in a few moments and catch Mendelssohn, Symphony No. 4, the famous Italian symphony. The London Symphony Orchestra has that for us in just a few short ticks. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the all-members spring show starting April 10th with an opening reception 5 to 7 p.m. at Landmark National Bank at 6th Street in Lawrence, open Monday through Friday until June 26th. And Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached, kansastreecare.com, or at 785-843-TREE. Something for you now by the youngest son of Johann Sebastian Bach, who they called the London Bach, for where he made his living. A quintet for winds and strings by Johann Christian Bach next, the members of Camerata Cologne, on Kansas Public Radio. Quintet for Winds and Strings, composed by Johann Christian Bach and played today by members of Camerata Cologne, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:28. We've got NPR News at the top of the hour and classical music until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And Emporia State University Choir is presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. We especially want to thank those of you members and sustainers who contributed during our spring membership drive, the Hive Drive. We're delighted to see the support from our listening community shine through in these uncertain times. If you meant to pledge but didn't get around to it, we'll always take your pledge over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again from all of us at Kansas Public Radio. We've got the London Symphony next, and conductor Claudio Abbado with perhaps the most famous piece ever written by Felix Mendelssohn, who took a grand European tour between the years of 1829 and 1831, a tour that inspired more than one symphony. While he spent his time in Italy, he had an absolute, delightful, and transcendent time, and wrote a whole symphony to describe the whole vibe of his experience. It's his Italian Symphony, the fourth that he wrote, and we'll hear it next with the London Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Italian Symphony, Symphony No. 4 in A Major, written by Felix Mendelssohn around the year 1830. Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra today on KPR Kansas Public Radio. We're just about ready for NPR News. Then, another hour of classical music where there's some French classics to share from the likes of Benjamin Goddard and Edouard Lalo. That's all ahead on KPR.
When author American Fantasy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at MeadowlarkWineBar.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at USPS.com/Ground Advantage. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Queensland Philharmonic Orchestra. John Georgiades, the conductor. And we heard music by Carl Maria von Weber and a march from Act Two of Turandot on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. This is your place for NPR News, classical music as well during the afternoon time. And that's going to mean later a visit from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the great cellist Matt Heimovitz in a cello concerto by French composer Edouard Lalo. That plus a little Chopin, all on the way on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown on Saturday, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. The Scottish National Orchestra has something next for us by another French composer named Benjamin Goddard of the late 19th century. One of the most enduringly popular and remembered works from him comes from an opera from 1888 known as Jocelyn, which was apparently a tragic love story telling the tale of love between a priest and a young woman during the French Revolution. Here is an orchestral suite derived from some of the themes from that opera, Suite No. 1 from Jocelyn. Martin Yates on the Scottish National Orchestra. For you next on KPR. Suite No. 1 from the opera Jocelyn from 1888. Music by Benjamin Goddard. And performed by the Scottish National Orchestra. Martin Yates, our conductor. 2:20 is the time. Still to come is the Chicago Symphony and cellist Matt Heimovitz with music by a different French composer. We'll hear Edouard Lalo's Cello Concerto in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Theodore Lawrence presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. A big thanks to all of you who made your pledges during the Hive Drive. Everything we do on KPR is possible because of your support. If you meant to pledge but just didn't get a chance, you can always make that pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again. Next to KPR, Ivo Pogorelich is at the keyboard for a little Chopin We've got for you Scherzo No. 3 in C sharp minor on KPR. Scherzo No. 3 in C sharp minor, music by Chopin for the keyboard and performed by Ivo Pogorelich here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 2:30 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget, you can catch more classical music this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. Right now, on the KU campus, it is 61 degrees, and today's high around 64. For tonight, partly cloudy, a little bit breezy, and a low of 49, and tomorrow's sunny, breezy, and a high in the mid-70s. By tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 51, and a good chance of showers on Thursday. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. We're ready now to bring you the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and hear a concerto for cello, one that was written in 1876 and had its premiere at the famous Cirque d'Hiver. Edouard Lalo, it is his cello concerto. It's something he wrote for the Belgian cellist Adolf Fischer back in the day. Today we'll hear Matt Heimovitz and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From French composer Edouard Lalo, his cello concerto, written in 1879. We heard the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Levine, and the cellist was Matt Heimovitz on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is about a minute before 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. And later tonight, catch more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeb Watson, and I've enjoyed sharing the classics with you today, as always. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Thanks for being with us here on KPR from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. On the KU campus, 63 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny and highs in the mid-70s. It's 3 o'clock. This is KPR.